Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Dr. Bob Leonard sits down with Mike Nardini to recap this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Mike, I understand that there was some more discussion of the Vermeer Road bicycle trail at the council meeting.
Yes. Well, first and foremost, Dr. Bob, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, we did conduct a work session on the proposed Vermeer Trail. And to get your listeners up to speed, the trail that we're talking about would be a trail on Vermeer Road from East 8th and extending out to 240th Avenue or to the Vermeer corporate offices. And council looked at a couple of options on the trail last night, and this would be installing the trail on both the north and south side of Vermeer Road with that. And in addition, the city would also perform an asphalt overlay on Vermeer Road, once again from East 8th out to 240th Avenue. And the cost estimates that we had for the trail ranged between $1.4 million to $1.8 million. And from staff's perspective, there was significant discussion from council and our consultant on the project last night as far as the proposed routes, the traffic implications for each one of the routes, and also the cost of the project as well. And ultimately, Dr. Bob, where things were left is council also at the conclusion of the meeting, they wanted to continue to compare options for the street segment. And specifically what they wanted to see was the estimated cost if we were to reconstruct Vermeer Road from East 8th all the way up to 240th Avenue. And reconstruction, what this would mean is currently this segment of Vermeer Road is what's commonly called a rural cross section. In other words, when you look at this Vermeer Road, there are drainage ditches on each side of the road. What city council wanted to compare was, what if we converted this over to an urban cross section, so this would just become a regular city street, and with that we would also install storm sewers in that, and that would change somewhat the profile of the trail and would allow us to have the trail uniformly on the south side of the street from East 8th to 240th Avenue. Obviously, when you start talking about it, reconstructing Vermeer Road to a regular concrete city street, that's a significant project for the city of Pella. And if the listeners are interested in this project, there'll be more on this, and we will be conducting another work session on this proposed project on January 2nd. But in essence, what we'll be doing is looking at just simply installing the trails on Vermeer Road as it stands right now. That estimated cost was between $1.4 million to $1.8 million versus total reconstruction of Vermeer Road and having a uniform trail section on the south side of Vermeer Road. And those cost ramifications or cost estimates will be compared, as well as the benefits of a rural cross section to an urban cross section. We're going to be conducting that work session on January 2nd.
Okay, so are you talking about a trail that is like a part of the roadway, just expanding of the roadway, or an additional, you know, paved trail that has a buffer between the pedestrian or bicyclist and the road?
Yeah, that's a good question. Vermeer Road, if the city were to install bike trails on the road as it stands right now, we would be forced to pave the shoulders of the road to install the trails on it, so the bicyclist would be in very close proximity to the regular road. The reconstruction option, by converting Vermeer Road from a rural cross section to an urban cross section, a regular city street, we would be able to set the trail back a ways from the roadway on it, so you'd have adequate separation on that. But there'll be an additional cost to do that as well. And so before making a decision on the project, what council wanted to see was estimates if we just left Vermeer Road the way it was now and installed the bike lanes, which would be in closer proximity to Vermeer Road, versus if we reconstructed Vermeer Road and were able to set the bike path back a ways from the public right away.
Well, and this was one of the bike trails and recreational activities was one of the, I don't know, big things that the young people said that they wanted in the new PADCO survey.
Yes, you are correct, Dr. Bob. This is a high priority for our citizens, and it's something of interest that the city routinely gets a request from citizens, is the need for additional trails on it as well. In addition, we've also had interest expressed from Vermeer Corporation on the need to extend the bike trails out to Vermeer Corporation as well. So with this, it's somewhat of a complex issue, and really what the question is not if there's going to be a trail on Vermeer Road, it's what type of trail it's going to be and how far back it's going to be from the public right away. And more from the city's perspective is, what is that going to trigger as far as improvements on Vermeer Road?
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.